USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will finally end the suspense and announce this afternoon whether he's going to order that the U.S. pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. The president saying he'll announce the decision from the White House at 2 p.m. Eastern time today. Trump has been harshly critical of the Iran deal since he was running for the White House, and many expect he will announce he's pulling the U.S. out of it. A bombshell announcement from New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman late yesterday. The Democrat says he's resigning amid accusations of sexual assault from four women who made the allegations in a piece in the New Yorker magazine. Co-author of the piece, Jane Meyer, says the four say it happened when they were in romantic relationships with him. However,
they say that this was non-consensual and that they were subjected to it over and over.
She spoke to MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Primary ballots will be cast in four states today, West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, and North Carolina. By far, though, the most closely watched race is in West Virginia. That's where Republicans will select a candidate who will take on Democratic Senator Joe Manchin in November's midterm election. Former Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship making a strong run. It's causing concern, though, among Republican leaders. President Trump has tweeted that Republicans should vote for one of the other two in that race, either Congressman Evan Jenkins or Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. First Lady Melania Trump details her top priorities as First Lady at a Rose Garden event yesterday afternoon.
Children can be less prepared to express or manage their emotions and oftentimes turn to forms of destructive or addictive behavior.
Citing bullying and drug addiction and outlining her new campaign that will be called Be Best. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he doesn't want to separate families as a result of this country's immigration policies. However, Sessions adds he's willing to do so. Speaking in San Diego on Monday, Sessions insisted that people who come over the border illegally will be prosecuted. He says Americans have been pleading for a lawful system of immigration for decades. Sessions noting that a failure to enforce immigration laws would be an affront to law-abiding Americans. The John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts is now revoking two awards it gave to comedian Bill Cosby. The organization's board voting to rescind his 1998 Kennedy Center honors and his 2009 Mark Twain Prize for American Humor after Cosby was convicted of sexual assault. Just last week, Cosby was also kicked out of the organization that gives out the Oscars. Thousands of medical workers in California will be joining a strike by University of California employees today, a move expected to disrupt thousands of non-critical surgeries and medical appointments in that state. The university workers are striking over a contract they claim would increase the age of retirement along with their health care premiums. And the folks at Orkin have released their top 50 mosquito cities list, and this year Atlanta tops it, followed by Dallas, which moved up four spots from last year. New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago round out the top five. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.